Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to another episode of 5G. This is the soul season, and what we are doing today will regard the quality of respect. As of recently, I just feel like I have been reflecting back on my BC moment, my before Christ moment of just like how I was living life then. And I just feel like I deserved to give myself more respect back then. So this week's episode will be called The Body is Sacred Too. So let's hop right in onto the scripture for the week, which comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, which is, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you? Therefore, honor God with your bodies." But yeah, this week episode is a bit tender because it's about something so many of us struggle to do, which is to respect our own bodies. Not for how they look, but for what they carry, for what they've survived, for who lives inside of them. And so, a throwback to last week, one of the last week's episodes, which is reclaiming. Today, we are reclaiming a sacred truth, which is the body is not a battleground, it's a holy one. The body does deserve, respect as well. It's a temple. It's not a project that has to be perfect. It's not a punishment for eating carbs. It's not a problem that you have to solve. And I think when we respect our bodies, we're honoring God. And I think that as of recently, like in this, in today's society, when you're being told to respect your body, everyone has a different opinion on it. And I know that usually when someone is talking about this, it comes with the themes of like sex and, what is and what isn't modest to wear. But when I say respect of the body, I mainly think of, like the physical aspect of just not liking what you see in the mirror sometimes. And recently, in my own like fitness and health journey, I have come to realize that I don't have to love every part of what I see, to be able to genuinely respect what my body does for me. My nose is stuffy, but my lungs are still breathing. My heart is beating. My spirit is housed in this body, and that's holy, and that's enough. I think that I used to treat working out like repentance. I wouldn't eat. I'd go on a so-called calorie deficit. I'd burn calories so I could earn confidence, and I was losing weight to gain worth. But that to me sounds like loathing, and I don't want to loathe my body or find minimal worth in it, because that's not what respect is. Respect is listening. It's like movement, like doing movement that restores, okay? It's food that fuels me. It is rest that reminds me that I am still good even when I am still. And I think there's so much of this like talk that is basically punishing yourself into discipline. And God never asked for that. He asks that we steward our bodies with love because he resides in them. Yes, it is your body. However, the Holy Spirit lives within you. If you're not going to, it's just as important that you feed your stomach, like nourish your health with food, just as much as it is important that you nourish your soul and the Holy Spirit that lives in you with the word. He resides within your body, and it is not the same to say that, like, going to the gym versus going to church are the same, because they're not, but they can align. You can move your body and stretch and lift and sweat, but don't idolize progress photos or reduce your worth to a scale. If you're going to be disciplined in this way, let it be an offering, all right? It shouldn't feel like a demand, because it's not. If you are going to be disciplined in any aspect, really, it should always be as an offering, not as a physical demand, all right? You should be respecting your bodies when you worship, not because of how we look, but because of who lives within, all right? Every moment and every movement should echo that your body is a temple, that you are a temple, that you are worthy, that you are grateful. And so I just want to ask, like, how can you move your body in love today? Maybe it's walking without rushing. Maybe it's dancing in your room. You know, have a little improv session. Maybe it's taking a nap after, like, a long, long day of work. Maybe it's stretching after crying or journaling with quiet. Like, it should always, however you move your body today, let it be an act of respect, not a performance, not a punishment, just present. So yeah, that being said, let's pray. God, I want to thank you for this body that you have gifted me with. Even when I criticize it, you still call it sacred. Even when I disregard its holiness, you still care. So I ask that you help me move from controlling, and you help me move into that care, Lord God. I pray that you help me move from shame to stewardship. Teach me how to respect it, this body that you have created, to honor this temple that you have made and that you live in. I honor you with this body the same way I honor you in every other aspect of my life. So I pray that you help me to move in love, in your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I just want to stress that, like, it's not a before and after thing, all right? Like, your body is a living, breathing, God-filled space. And I just think that it's time to honor it, to nourish it, to fill it with respect in this soul season. So I just know that, like, healing, it lives in the mind, but it also lives in your body. So it's time to treat it as such. I love you. I see you, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. Bye, guys.